I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A temporary restraining order blocking disposal of ash from the incineration of a Texas Ebola victim's belongings in Louisiana will continue. State District Judge Bob Downing extended the order and delayed a planned hearing about a permanent injunction while negotiations continue between Attorney General Buddy Caldwell and the waste disposal site operator. A new hearing has been set for November 5th. Caldwell sought to keep the soot from linen, bedding, and carpet from the Dallas apartment where Thomas Eric Duncan got sick from being brought to a Calcasieu Parish facility run by Chemical Waste Management. Caldwell's office says it was exploring ways to let the state verify that disposal wouldn't be a health risk. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the Ebola virus is destroyed by incineration. A new state report says 92% of public school teachers were rated either effective or highly effective in the second year of a statewide evaluation process. Last year, the figure was at 89%. The latest figures were released on Wednesday. The new system does not yet require that growth in student achievement be a part of teachers' evaluation. That factor is delayed as the state phases in tougher Common Core standards. Meanwhile, teachers are rated on subjective classroom observations by principals. The State Department of Education says that in the best-performing school districts, it appears to be more difficult for teachers to earn a highly effective rating. Districts that did best at boosting student achievement often had a lower number of teachers rated highly effective than the state average. A partial solar eclipse will take place today as the new moon will obscure part of the sun. Louisiana Tech astronomer Lee Sawyer says we should be able to see the maximum point of eclipse in the Bayou State before the sun goes down later today.
The eclipse is going to start just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, about 4:54 or so, and the maximum is going to be just before 6 o'clock.
Sawyer says this is happening a few weeks after the total eclipse of the moon. He says the very best way to view today's partial eclipse is at an observing party or at a science museum, but you should not look at the sun directly.
Even dark glasses are not sufficient. You want to look at the eclipse indirectly with a pinhole camera.
Sawyer says the partial eclipse will still be going on even after the sun sets in Louisiana. That's expected to be about 6:30 this evening. A recent survey by the National Retail Federation shows a record number of Americans will buy Halloween costumes this year. Louisiana Radio Network's Scott Carwile looks at the buying trend.
NRF Senior Director of Media Relations Kathy Grana says the survey reveals more than two-thirds of Americans will be buying costumes.
There's no question that the popularity of Halloween continues to grow.
Grana says the kids like Disney Frozen characters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and superheroes, while adults keep it more traditional, like witches and pirates. She says the average person will spend just over $77 and
Americans will spend $7.4 billion on this holiday.
Scott Carwile reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 70s. A few clouds this evening with a low tonight in the mid-40s.